Meanwhile, at the Dolman Saxlil base, the excitement is, of course, mounting.
You did a good job finding us, Marvin. Where have you been?
In a deep, dark hole. I climbed out because I started to like it too much.
Come on, keep moving. We must find a way out of here.
Right!
Whilst a mere mile or so to the east, Zaphod Beeblebrox and Ford Prefect are very keen to find their way into somewhere, namely some sort of shelter from the continuing revenge of the bird people. They find it in the form of a derelict building, which is vast, very low, and very, very old.
The door! Open it!
Force it, man! Force it!
Okay, get in!
Look what we found, man.
Amazing.
It's a derelict spaceport.
Looks like no one's been in for centuries. All these amazing old ships.
Yeah.
Just rust and wreckage.
Yeah. Spooky, man. Like, what are those things eggs come out of?
Birds?
No, after that.
Eh?
What do they come out of the birds in?
Eggshells.
That's it. Just like huge, broken eggshells. And all the dust, man. And the huge cobwebs.
And where you get huge cobwebs, you get...
Look out, man!
Excuse me.
One huge spider.
Polite, though.
Transstellar space lines. Must have been real googie ships once, but now...
One look and they'd fall apart. I mean, look at that one. Over there. It's covered with muck and dust, but looks like it's still in one piece.
Yeah, and it's still connected to its supply lines. Hey, man, feel this supply line.
Hey, it's...
Yeah.
Weird.
You know what I'm thinking?
No.
Neither do I. It's frightening, isn't it?
Let's take a look.
Ford?
Yeah?
Is this ship...
Feels like it's on power. Just a very slight vibration.
But it must have been here for centuries. Hey, man, pass me those four bits of tubing.
What, these?
Yeah. I'm gonna make me a stethoscope and take a listen to this baby. There. And there. Like that.
You hear anything?
Hey, yeah. Yeah, I can hear something.
What is it?
Ford, I don't believe what I just heard.
Here, let me listen.
Okay, but you better keep your head screwed on, kid.
What has Zaphod heard in the space liner, and is it really as horrifying as all that? Will it lead him directly to the discovery of his goal, despite his singular lack of exertion in that direction? Will it become absolutely necessary to reveal the unpleasant solution to the problem of Lintilla's clones? Will everything tie up neatly, or will it be just like life, quite interesting in parts, but no substitute for the real thing? What is the real thing? Some of these questions may possibly be answered in the next inexplicable episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
In that episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Peter Jones was the book, Simon Jones was Arthur Dent, Geoffrey McGiven was Ford Prefect, Mark Wing Davy was Zaphod Beeblebrox, Stephen Moore was Marvin and the Pupil, David Tate was Eddie, the Computeach and the Commentator, John Baddeley was Bird 2 and the Foot Warrior, Rula Lenska was Lintilla and her clones, and Mark Smith only happened to be Hig Hurtenflest. Radiophonic sound and music was by Paddy Kingsland of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The programme was written by Douglas Adams and produced by Geoffrey Perkins. Many sentences contained in that programme were of a very dangerous length and were performed by highly trained vocal practitioners. On no account should inexperienced life forms attempt to imitate them without proper medical jaw and lung supervision.